Log Talk Radio.
I'm going to put this disclaimer out there today, okay? I need the energy from Markel's Cornians. You understand me? I need everybody to shock, lock, throw it my way, everything today. You understand me? Your boy's fighting. I am fighting. I hope everyone enjoyed their Christmas holiday. I hope nobody, family or you yourself, got into it with your family. You know, whoever made the potato salad, it was good. Whoever made the macaroni and cheese, it was good. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I hope everyone had a great holiday. And at the same time, sis, I hope everyone remember the true reason for the season. You know what I'm talking about? You know what
absolutely.
I mean? Street?
Yes,
you know,
absolutely, I do. Yes.
We get caught up in keeping up with the Joneses. You know, oh, my kid got this, and I bought my nephew and my niece that, and yeah, okay. Cool, cool, you know, what's their grade in math? What's their grade in English?
Mm-hmm.
How's their reading, spelling? And trust me, I'm not a Scrooge taking away the joy from the kids, because I believe in the kids having a good time at Christmas. But Christmas is only one day. They got to make it out this junk 364 other days. So I hope everybody had a great time. Just, I know that you guys don't partake in the whole event, but how was you guys' day anyway?
We just did the normal things that we do. We had, just family time with he and I, because, you know, like you said, you know, we don't partake in the paganism of it all. So just try to teach our family the true meaning of that day.
Right.
And move on.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You have no argument. Excuse me, y'all. You have no argument from me with that. That's another thing about the holiday. You got to do what you want. Make it you want it to be. It's all of our holiday, but that what that means is we can all do whatever we wish with it. So I applaud you guys for enjoying your holiday your way, seriously.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah. You get into any sports this weekend. Let's read our brief synopsis of what we'll
monologue.
Discuss. My, whatever. The topic.
There you go.
On today's episode of Kale's Corner, we will discuss the NBA current teams that are leading their division or conference. This basketball conversation, I purposely only put basketball, and then we'll jump into football because I want everyone to be able to express themselves with this basketball thing. Okay, so after that, Lady T will present the Week 16 Lady T's Pick winner. She will present it. And the way she just yelled, y'all, I would not be surprised. we will also look at the Week 16 matches. What are the playoffs shaping? Goodness gracious. What are the playoffs shaping up to be down the stretch for you? Okay. For those who have a hard time understanding what your boy was trying to say, what do you see from what we've seen thus far with this NFL Week 16? Or another team, or whichever we see. So we're going to discuss that. All right, y'all. You can join Lady T and all the Online Corner crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner. Or you can join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all the live in-studio callers on 563-999-3782. Kale's Corner. We're keeping it real.
It's our only real.
It's
know what I'm talking about?
Only real. No, we're talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know by now. Yeah, I mean, Teresa, I experimented today, and I didn't text anyone before the show. Like I said, that warning of issues with our live broadcast system showed up again. I'm wondering, is that what has kept all the callers from calling in as of yet? But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. This thing is getting on my last. You understand me? Okay. All right. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. 563-999-3782. We don't own the rights. Own the book.
There you go.
Hey, everyday people. Now, let's talk about some everyday folks. You know what I mean?
That's good.
NBA everyday people. Yeah, you know, I was pleased with the Christmas Day display of NBA talent. You know, Luka Doncic make history on Christmas Day, you know, with his 50 points and 15 rebounds. Great job. Other than that, you know, Golden State is in trouble, Tree. Say what? What's that?
I said, yeah, they are.
Golden State is in serious trouble. I think the Lakers are also in trouble to me. You know, I really and seriously think this in-season tournament was all that was on LeBron and the Lakers' mind. So I think those guys are happy right there where they are, winning that in-season championship. What say you, Trey?
I think the in-season tournament is just like the tip of the iceberg. I think they're going to be all right. I think they're going to be all right. They just got to figure out D'Lo. Like, he's having some issues. I don't know what's going on with him. So once they figure out that point guard position and what, you know, what everybody's role is going to be, I think they're going to be all right. I mean, for right now, I'm with you. Like, they're struggling, like, right now. But I think with LeBron being on the team, I think they're going to figure it out for the most part.
Okay. All right. One thing we know for certain, if he don't or does not get it together, LeBron is going to chip him up out of there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, he ain't playing with him. And I can't even say I'm mad about that. You know?
No.
Yeah.
You can't get it together.
It's about that trophy, that Larry O'Brien. And if you're not doing what's necessary to win it, then yeah, man, we got to make moves with you. You know, we got to make a move with you ASAP, because, you know, and you know what, Treece, I said that I'm going to stop saying LeBron is chasing my, because, I mean, we all know he can't catch me. He can't catch me at all, you know. He's too old, and he just hasn't had the right pieces around him, in my book, you know.
Well, you know, Kel, they're going to say he can't catch him. I'm definitely with you on that part. But what they are going to include on LeBron's part is that play-in tournament, because he got a chance to win at least two more of those. If he can win at least two more of those play-in tournaments, then they're going to be like, well, he won the play-in tournaments, and you know, then that's going to be a factor on his behalf, like in that argument. He didn't win a whole bunch of Larry O'Brien's, like you saying, he didn't win a whole bunch of those trophies, but he did win those play-in trophies, and along with the Larry O'Brien. So, you know, each era got some add-ons to it, each era. That's why I don't like comparing eras. And if they were in the same era, then by all means, compare everybody, you know, but they're not in the same era, so that's why I don't like it. That's why I don't like is he better than this person, or is he that better than that person? If they wasn't, like, compare LeBron and Luka, even though I'm just calling names only because they're in the same era. They're playing together. So, I mean, if they playing together, then all by all means, compare them. But if one played in the 80s, in the 90s, and then you got one playing in 2000, you can't compare that. Because the game changes so fast, so you can't, and it's add-ons. And like right now, you got the play-in tournament. They didn't have that in the 80s. So
right.
I just don't like it.
Right. All right, let's go to Brother Chang.
Chang.
What did you
do? Hey, it's going to family. Much love and respect. What's up, big brother? Hey, Lady T.
Hey, Chang.
Going on. Hey, I came in. I heard y'all talking about what's going on. I heard you talking about LeBron. What's going on?
No, I was just speaking on this weekend. The Lakers looked at the team, and I was telling T, I'm not going to be a part of that comparison conversation anymore with Mike and LeBron. Now, I understand exactly what you're saying, T, but in my book, it's hard for me to count or accept that each in-season tournament thing, because Larry O'Brien has always been the main goal since I was a little kid. It's always been the main goal. And now that it's being flipped and the in-season tournament trophy is supposedly as important, it bothers me. I can't accept that, mainly for the reasons why they thought this to be necessary.
Mm-hmm.
It was about them not wanting players to rest or take their break through the football period. Let's be honest. Because we know a lot of fans are still focused on football. And that's to say, not to say anything bad about basketball, but we just have more people still focused on football right now.
Yeah.
And to invent this tournament to give the NBA some legitimacy, I think it does just the opposite in my book. And I'm just speaking for Kel. I just feel like it's done the opposite. Go ahead, Ty.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I actually like the I know, you know, we all don't like change. Sometimes some of us do, sometimes some of us don't. But I really like that the new tournament started because I just think that the players are more engaging into it now at the beginning of the season. Like you said, people going to the games, not seeing their favorite player, they taking time off. So, like I said about a couple of weeks ago, that's the main reason why I do like it because everybody is engaged and all the players are playing. Nobody taking no night off because not only, like you said, they getting the trophy, 1, 2, 3, and 4 getting some extra money. And then the guys that's not making that, LeBron and Luka and Steph and Clay money, they getting some more money in the middle of the season. So I like it.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
On that aspect, yes. Yes. These young guys some more incentive because as the seasons go on, they're going to want that extra money.
So that
will be incentive for them as the seasons go on and they may, who knows what's going to happen. They may end up traded or their team is actually finding themselves in the tournament again. So I'm cool with that. I'm on the financial side and giving to the player. But it's only one thing, Time Tree, that's really on my mind. Those players that were sitting down and resting, doing it now. They're sitting out of games now as we speak.
And you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. You know? So the tournament over, and y'all go right back to wrestling.
You know, after the All-Star game, it's going right back up. So you're right about that. I noticed that, but all the stars, they've been resting, just like you said, right after the tournament was over with, they've been sitting down chilling. So it's just that we're going to have it for what, like when they started, what, last week, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
So we're going to get almost 2 months of them resting instead of 4 to 5 months of them resting. So that's the only difference that we're going to get out of it, bro.
That's a good way to look at it.
But that's the only thing that we can really get out of it. They're not gonna rest for 5 months.
Right. I get it. My buddy
said can't compare no more. So then you can't compare children to parents. That's like comparing a child to the parent when it comes to LeBron and MJ.
Yeah. I'm thinking of where you end up in your seeding, your playoff seeding. So to me, this time period, while it's not as crucial and important as after the All-Star break, it does have something to do with where you end up, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Because these are games that you can't get back. And they mean something. They mean something. Granted, again, they don't mean as much, but they still mean something in my book. And
no, that's true.
If again, if a player is legitimately hurt, if a player is legitimately experiencing an injury, yes, by all means, sit down, bro.
Yeah, sit down, right.
By all means.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we look at it now and you see the big name dudes sitting and everything, they putting all this energy into celebrating their teammates and shots made and dunks and all of that. And I'm like, how can you jump on a bad ankle? You know, that's fugazi, man. There ain't nothing wrong with that dude. He just wanted a break. So while the in-season tournament did a good thing by getting these players hyped up and energized early in the season, I just see the NBA going right back to the thing that we hated the most.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Is that just me?
No. You right on the, you. That's facts. They're going right back to what they did. That's facts. It ain't just you, because I see it too. But that's just what it's going to be. It's going to be like that next year and the year after that. Because they've been taking off. We've been crying about them taking off for it. My bad. Say that again, Lady T.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you know, they've been taking off like that for years now. We've been noticing this for over a decade. You know, this is just what the NBA became to be. That's just what it is. Mm-hmm. They wait. And we all said, you can just think about before this playoff tournament. A lot of people, being on the show, said, yeah, I ain't really worried about it right now, and I'll wait till after All-Star weekend to really get into basketball, because we already
fact.
Knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm. That's fact.
That's cool. What was your point, T?
I was saying, you know, it's 32 teams in the NBA, and maybe one or two teams, I mean, like maybe six teams got like one or two people out, but you have about 10 teams that got five or more players that's sitting on the bench, that's sitting there. I don't know if the injury is, you know, a legitimate injury or they're just resting that player, but it's getting bad to the point where, you know, a whole bunch of teams got five, because I know we got five or six players that's out right now. I mean, we all know Ball is out, so I'm not even including him. Mm-hmm. You know, Zach LaVine, he was out before, you know, he was out by the in-tournament game was being played. So
right.
Some of these players in injuries are valid.
Exactly.
We're talking about the players that just plain old just resting. No injury, no anything, just resting. And
yes.
It's a lot of those players that's out here that's doing that.
Yeah, just straight chilling. You're right. They come to the game at night. But the thing is, the owner, from the top on down to all the coaches in the system,
they okay with
it. They already not even that they okay with it, they already know what games that these guys are sitting out on, man. It's already on their calendar. You know what I'm saying? They know
right.
What games they're sitting.
Like, yeah, Jimmy Butler was out last night. I saw him sitting on the bench last night.
Will anybody protest if the Wizards hold sit? Let's go to 57.
Bro, come on, man.
What's up, 75? 57, what is you?
What's up, 57?
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
What's going on with Dilla's brother?
Hey, we the only winners in the world. No, you lost too, didn't you?
You know what? We talking basketball.
Oh, anyway, we won't talk about that right now. Let me get on to basketball.
Thank you.
I'm glad Tang said what he said because, you know, them guys playing 82 games for years, they've been doing it, but they've been doing it in a different way. You know, the way you schedule your teams. We watch Georgetown, and I love Georgetown. But we watch Georgetown, especially in their Patrick Ewing days. They play teams like Towson State, UMBC, you know, especially, you know, before January, you know, teams that they could go out there and, you know, and practice up on, didn't have to go full throttle on. Yeah. They just did it a different way. The NBA players, they take days off. And now that they had that in-game tournament playing for $500,000, They used up their beginning oil, so now they got to rest up and get some replenished now, you know, and get ready for what's going to happen when they come back from the holidays. Get ready. We're going to start seeing some better basketball once we get closer to the All-Star break and especially past the All-Star break. But like Tang said, you know, the owners, the doctors, the NBA, everybody's in on it. You know, all the guy got to do is say, we watched Kevin Durant fake an injury last year, like, and we clearly, all of us talked about it. He didn't even look like he even stepped on that ankle, but he went out for two games or three. So,
yeah, I remember that.
I agree with Tang. They're going to continue to do it as long as they got 82 games. LeBron does it all the time. Don't nobody say nothing.
He out right now, too. He out right now, too.
Yeah, you know.
So, and I watched him after their game yesterday with Denver. That boy was spry and running around and smiling hard as a mug, ear-to-ear smiles and high-fiving everybody. And then when the report came down that he's out, I'm like, oh, that's
what?
Just old age. That's what that is. That's us. Look, I got up real quick, y'all. I got up the other morning, and it was like, I hummed Funky Cold Medina getting out the bed. I was like,
you need a birthday too? You need a birthday too, bro?
Girl, do I was like, my goodness. What
is
crazy
going
on? You say what?
That's crazy. You know how we feel like on our job, we didn't work. We might have went for 2 months and be like, you know what, man? I need a break. I'm taking off. That's how them boys feel out there now, man. They don't have that grit and grind like that 80s, like the 80s and the early 90s teams, man. They just don't have that no more, man. It's just like, I mean, they really treating it. I mean, it is their job, but they treating it like, you know, they treating it like, you know, how we treat our job. Because I know when they played sports coming up, them boys ran basketball from one gym to another gym, AAU, going to another blacktop. So and then don't even have none of the trainers, none of the massage therapists that they have right now, and they can't make it in 82 games. I don't understand that, but that's just what it is, man. They're like, man, I'm off. I'm going to say this,
because back in the day, they had to earn their checks. Now they just giving a check before they even step foot on the court. They got millions in the bank. You know, especially if you a big name recruit, if you gone in that first 50 in the first round, you getting that money. You getting that money before you even step on the thing. So they don't have to earn their money. So it, you know, they don't really care.
Yeah.
Look, can I say this?
Yes.
But, you know, Tang can relate to this because he know how hard it is. You know, like he brought up the, you know, the business, you know, our jobs and everything. You know, now that I ain't up there no more, you know, he know how hard it is now trying to keep up number one, trying to fill my shoes. That's a hard job.
You know what? I'm not even messing with him no more. I'm not doing it with him.
I did not see that one coming. You Patty
57. Hey, yeah. Hey, I was like,
you know what? He got a new name,
Kim.
No, we got a new name for him. His new name is Patty Eddie.
Hey, look. Nah, I was watching Life. And I think it was like, and they were screaming out, go on, Biscuit, do it, Biscuit. And I was like, is that where 57 got his name from?
Biscuit. No, it didn't come from there, bro. Trust me.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that ain't
had me crying.
Yeah.
They just started screaming.
I set you up that time.
Huh?
Mm.
Yeah, he's on Petty Eddie. That's Petty Eddie.
Yeah,
he
I set him up that time.
He's not our Huckleberry today. Only for today, he's going to be Petty Eddie. Because he's going to ride out. It's going to ride
out. I mean, because you did just throw a sucker punch at the dude. Hitting below the belt. Everything.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, so,
man,
hey,
I love
listen,
y'all, bro.
Now I got to ask them, Tank, is it really hard filling them shoes, man? Or is he just talking trash?
Hey, look, I'm just going to tell you. When me and him used to go back and forth, I always told him it was one, and then I promoted him to 1A. That's how it really went down.
1-8. Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
That is funny.
All right. Let's go to D-Ma. I know you all know what we talk about, D-Ma. We're discussing. No, because he just came on. Discussing the NBA, we're talking about how now that the in-season tournament is complete, that players are going back to what the tournament was supposed to stop, and that's people taking a rest, sitting down. Mm-hmm. You know? What say you? You with us, D?
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
You know he's an old man.
Yeah.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we D-Ma.
Yeah, we can.
All right. You said about the tournament and them reverting back to their old ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it was bound to happen. You know what I'm saying? To me, it was just bound to happen.
Right.
I mean, that's what they used to. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
You can go back to what you're comfortable with doing. At the end.
Right.
So, I mean, if LeBron feel like he need a game off or AD feel like they going to take these games off. I mean, it's been a problem before that tournament. So,
true.
It ain't really nothing. For real, it was a problem before that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I look at it as the robbery was delayed. That's all.
right.
Yeah, I call it a robbery when you have people paying to see big name athletes and they're not given the opportunity. Now, let me clarify. If someone is legitimately injured, by all means, sit down.
We're not talking about them. Yeah.
We're not talking about them at all. We're talking about these guys who have a hangnail or they wore shoes that was too tight. Say what?
A paper cut.
Yeah, yeah, them dudes. We yeah. Bruh, come on, man.
Right.
I feel what you're saying, but that mm-hmm. just come back to us as people. I mean, we shouldn't even be idolizing these people anyway like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're so to the point where though, like, you disappointed that he not playing a game this night. Like, me personally, I don't idolize nobody besides the Most High. So if I was to go to a game, I wouldn't care if LeBron was playing or not. That's just me. So it go all the way back to how you view things. You see what I'm saying? It's just that's
yeah.
all.
But you're a grown man. You're a grown man, and you have entitlement to feel that way and to think that way. What about that child? What about that child, man?
I can't speak for every child because you're right. But I know it's a child in Israel. He ain't worried about if LeBron playing tomorrow. You know, it's bombs over there dropping. You see what I'm saying? So it's just your views. Like, how I'm going to teach my daughter. She's not going to idolize if LeBron playing here or not. You see what I'm saying? It's just how you view things, how you going to teach your kid. We shouldn't. I mean, I understand what you're saying, though, because some people do, you know, like they idolize these players to that extreme where they're like, it do affect them if they plan or not. It affect their life, and they making that a issue. Yeah, I spent $2,000 to come from all the way across the world to see you this one night. Yeah, I mean, that will be an issue. Why are you spending $2,000 to even come across the world to see this man?
No,
get your priorities straight.
Yeah, that's real talk. Real talk.
All right. Let's see. Is this Brother Rev or Nas? Which one?
It's early for Nas.
Hey, what up? What up?
Oh,
man, what's up,
Nas? What it do, bro?
Ain't nothing cooler. Happy holidays and all that to y'all.
No doubt. So what are you thinking about these players who are now that the in-season tournament is over taking their rest and sitting down? What do you think on that subject?
Man, I don't really worry about it, man. Like, if I'm going to a game, I try to check beforehand to see if, you know, somebody going to be there. Like, you know, like you were saying, you know, it ain't that much a priority. But at the same time, when you pay for something, you want to get what you pay for. If somebody bring you to a spot that says they got seafood, you know, buffet, and you get there and it's, oh, bro, we out of seafood. Oh, we got a chicken. You're like, nah, bro, that ain't what I'm paying for. So, you know,
exactly.
you want to see what you want to see.
Right,
you know,
right.
They got to manage stuff, though, but Embiid rolled his ankle really bad the other day, so I figured he wasn't going to play on Christmas.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is just something that's going to happen. The owners don't want to give up the money because they want 82 games, and the players don't want to take less in order to show them. So this is just what it's going to be. Adam Silver talked all that junk before the season. People still going to get rested and low managed. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And for real, when it comes to Embiid, y'all, I got one game circled that I want to see, because last year Embiid ducked out of this game, and that's when Philly played Jokic and them Denver Nuggets.
Oh, yeah, they did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I understand what you're saying, D-Ma, but them Bammers owe me. They owe me. I want to see Embiid go at Jokic, just to see if, because you can dominate everybody 6'5", 6'6". 6'7", you can dominate them. I want to see you dominate somebody 7 feet along with you.
Yeah,
I want to see your skill set
against someone as big as you. And I was bothered. I was bothered last year when Embiid didn't play with Jokic, you know? And I'm going to take it a little further. As a basketball fan who has a seriously disappointing team, when I get up for little situations and scenarios as Embiid versus Joker, man, it's like basketball has doubly pointed me now, you know, because I wanted to see that, you know, so.
Hey, but Kel, it's a conversation to be had in within that, though.
What's
and
that?
He wanted that MVP trophy bad as hell, so he played every game after that down the stretch, got all those minutes, and then what happened? His body fell apart in the playoffs. Joker rested the last 2 weeks, and he looked fresh as hell and walked to a championship, so. You know?
Well, the MVP has been won. So now it's about a championship, Philly. It's about a championship. And Maxey, I'm serious, y'all talk about a name change. Maxey is the Energizer Bunny. I'm telling you, that boy makes me tired watching him run up and down that court and fighting for rebounds and layups, giving his all every play, every second that he's on that court. So, you know, if I'm in B and I'm looking at my teammate sacrifice and give himself like that, I'm gonna feel kind of like I'm cheating things. You guys understand what I'm saying? I'm gonna feel like, dang, I had this guy on my team going 100%, and I've been half-assing. That's not cool. That's not cool at all.
That's kind of what LeBron been doing to AD.
Throwing
them
under the bus. No, go ahead. I was
going to
agree with you. Throwing them under the bus. To me.
Yeah. Look, LeBron said, if my old ass can suit up, you need to suit up. So I think Brian playing all these games to make AD play.
Hey, Shaq was talking about Kobe, and he said, hey, man, the guys are complaining that you're not passing the ball to them. Why aren't you passing the ball? Kobe said, because I see them before practice, during, and I don't trust them. I do not trust them. Kobe said, man, this is how I feed my kids. This is how I take care of my family. And these guys coming in 5 minutes before practice and the first one, as soon as that whistle blows at the end of practice, they run out of that gym with more energy than they had during practice. He was like, I don't trust them. Why should I pass them the ball? And Shaq said, there is no I in team, man. And Kobe came back with a explicit risk. There is a M-E in it, though. You know what I mean? So, I mean, hey, can we get mad at a player like Maxey? Because I'm sure if he's going that hard during the game, I'm sure he's putting the same energy in during practice. And when you it comes in your mind, this is the same dude who jive like, you know, I don't want to say quit on the team. Embiid doesn't quit. I'm not going to put that on him. But from time to time, when I'm watching Embiid, it's certain plays where I say, he didn't give his all there. He didn't do like he was supposed to do there, for real. You know, so, and I like Embiid. I truly like Embiid. But when we got to call black, black, white, white, beige, beige. And sometimes Embiid bring that beige game out, you know. And then, like I say, to duck that game with the Joker, and like Shane said, to come back and play every game after that, because you seeking the MVP, bruh, you owe the fans, man. That's just where I stand with it. So can you agree with me on that?
I agree 100% because it is what it is. Ain't nothing else need to be said about it. You owe the fans. So it is what it is. I agree.
Now, I got another basketball question to ask you guys. Adam Silver is going to allow Draymond to come back, or is he going to take this whole season away from the young man?
They said 3 weeks, 3 to 4. They said at least 3 to 4 weeks he'll be suspended. He's already started the process of returning. Like he's going to counseling and he's, you know, doing all those kind of things that was required of him. So
okay.
Once he do all of those things that's required of him, then they don't. How can they hold him? They can. Don't get me wrong. They can hold him because they got the last word. But
yeah.
if he's doing everything that they are requiring him to do, then, I mean, it would behoove them to let him come back. Like, he would just have to come back after that. Because then now you're making up stuff for him to do and to keep him on the sideline. Once he do everything he got to do, he'll be back. And that's going to be in another 2 to 3 weeks, maybe.
Okay.
4 at the most. Mm-hmm.
Along with that question, I thought, do we really want to see him back right now? No, seriously.
Right.
If we think about this is the most harsh that he's had for his actions. And maybe because every other time it was like a slap on the wrist. And the last suspension before this one was a harder slap on the wrist and maybe a foot in the rump, you know. But this suspension has really been, if I'm Draymond Green, I'm really seriously considering all that I'm doing. So I just, you know, and forgive me, y'all, please forgive me. Some of the excitement of watching Golden State, because we've all said Curry, yeah, he's still shooting, but it's not as frequent as it has been. The Space Jam have come down and completely taken Klay Thompson's skills. and you got that old Chris Paul. So
and don't leave on Andrew Wiggins because he ain't showed
and,
up yet.
Yeah, and Wiggins, you're right. You're right. It's funny to me every time Wiggins is not productive, they're bringing up the fact that his baby mother was in an entanglement with his best friend.
His friend. Mm-hmm.
You know.
But they didn't bring it up last night because he had a good game. Even though they lost, he played a very good game last night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so whatever it was that was on him, it wasn't on him last night. Klay Thompson is just a piece of crap out there now.
Yeah.
Maybe he turned a leaf, turning over a new leaf, like he's just letting it all go, 57. He maybe just he let
that
it all
be
go.
It.
Who?
Yeah.
Because you get to a certain point, especially if you're mature enough to understand what's going on, you get to a certain point that you realize ain't nothing you can do about the situation.
Right.
All you can do now is just move ahead. And so he done tripped out on it, cried over it, and you know, acted irrational over it. And,
move on.
She gone.
Yeah, moving on.
Yeah, she gone.
Well,
ain't coming back either. Ain't coming back.
Yeah,
but he been inconsistent his whole career. He's back in Minnesota. Every good game, then it's three bad games. So I just expect Wiggins to be Wiggins at this point. And as far as Draymond, I just don't buy the mental health thing. I think Draymond found an out with this mental health thing, and he's using that as an out. But the Players Association should fight this and get him back on the court as soon as they can. Of course, he should be suspended, but it should be a definite amount of time. It shouldn't be up in the air. And y'all saw that clip that went viral the other day when Draymond was young and he got into it with Ron Artest. He wasn't crazy then, was he? Wasn't no mental health then, was he? He knew that was Ron. He didn't want no problem.
Well, see, that's the fallback.
But that's the
mental health
that's
is the fallback.
But that's what it is. That's what it is. They're not.
Yeah.
Draymond Green is not saying he's mental. He's not saying nothing about that. They're making him do this and saying that he needs mental health. Like, they're saying he needs mental health. Draymond Green never came out and said, I'm going through something mental, and, you know, it's mental for me. He never said that. Never.
Yep.
Ever.
The minute that you put that phrase out there, you can be whatever, drug addict, whatever.
That's right.
The minute on your job you put that phrase out there, first they got to give you help. They got to. And so he threw that out there right there, and they said indefinite. So they got to let him get some help. And once they decide how many games he's going to be out and they let him come back, I said, okay, if you do the crime, you did the time, it doesn't matter what I think no more.
Right.
You know, you served your punishment.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's like we was talking about it again, and Tang was like, we ain't going back. No, we ain't doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's already, like you said, he's already served his time. What was required of him, he's done it. So now what is the problem? You know what I mean? Like, what is the problem now? So, I agree.
You want to stick it to him from the beginning and get it over with.
From the beginning.
Stop playing games.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
And let your punishment be one that you can stand behind. Like you guys just said, it doesn't matter what we as fans think about it. It matters what you as the disciplinarian think about
it.
You know?
Because you know what, Kel, that you said that it shouldn't even be what they think about it. It should be a guideline that they have to go by.
Exactly.
And stick to the guideline, because you might not like that man, and you can impose whatever rules you want to impose because of how you feel about the man. Your feelings shouldn't have nothing to do with it. It should be a guideline, and just suspend me according to the whatever, however I fit into those guidelines.
Right.
Suspend me in those guidelines. Take your feelings out of it. Take all of the emotions out of it, and just go by the guidelines. That's all I'm asking. And that's probably all he's asking.
Yeah, I'm with that. If the NBA says, oh, this is what you get for that, then let it go. Let it go. Give him that and let it go. I'm of the mindset of 57 with the illness. It's a serious problem. I don't like individuals using it to get themselves out of a bad situation. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? If you really have mental illness issues, then basketball is the furthest thing, should be the furthest thing from their mind, his mind, and the fans' mind. And seeking for help should be first on that list. So, yeah.
Let me just say this real quick. People that go through mental illness and mental health issues, it's not like they're going to come out and say, hey, I'm dealing with some mental issues right now. People normally don't want you to know that they're going through whatever they're going through. Most people say, I'm fine, I'm doing okay, I'm all right, I'm this, that, and whatever. Their actions show you that they're not okay. Right. Most people, and I just wanted to put that out there, because a lot of people that's going through stuff, they don't advocate for themselves, like, to get help, especially people with melanin in their skin. They don't want to sit on nobody's couch. They don't want to, you know, talk to somebody for help. They see something wrong with it, and they don't want to do it. So to everybody else, they put on a good, happy face, and, you know, then they start acting out and acting crazy, and then everybody thinks you're crazy. But when you're not even really crazy, you're just going through something. You don't have to ask for help.
And we talked about this last time. So I'm like, we got to talk about father time and ego, too. Clay knows he used to cook some of these kids who are now calling ISOs on him, and that's hard for the ego. Draymond, same thing. These kids used to come to his camp, all the young stars you see. These are kids he got pictures with when they were teenagers coming to his basketball camp. And now he on the court. You can't jump like you used to, can't run like you used to, and them young boys giving you the business. And the only thing you got left in your pocket is to try to intimidate them. So you start doing stuff to try to get at, like, there's a whole lot to this thing. I just don't see his mental health. It's just, dang, it's rough out here, dog. As you get older, the boys coming for you.
That's why you got to know when enough is enough. That's why you got to bow out gracefully and leave the sport or start calling the games or be a coach or do something else, but besides be a menace on the court.
You know, how many times y'all think Draymond has looked at these young players and said, y'all ain't throwing LeBron like this. Y'all ain't going at them. You know,
but they are going at LeBron like that. They are, but LeBron know how to handle it. Like the other day before LeBron got hurt, he went up for a layup. The dude from the other team smacked the ball. It landed all the way in the second row. Like, they do stuff like that to LeBron. But LeBron looked at him and shook his head, patted him on the head, ran on down the other end. If you just embrace it, you know what I'm saying? Some of it will go away, but if you out there antagonizing people and trying to be the bully on the court, then it's not going to go away. It's just going to keep coming your way. And just like Mom said, the public and the family is the last to know whatever you're going through in your head. We're going to be the last people to know. You're the only one to know you're going through something. Yeah. But your actions are showing telling everybody, hey, look at me. I'm old, and I can't handle the pressure over here, so I'm just going to start swinging, and I'm going to start doing crazy stuff to people on the court. That's what
it is. Yeah, and watch every Laker game. Bron ain't taking the toughest assignment no more. Bron be calling for help. He be calling switches.
Yeah.
He be sending Austin Reeves and D'Lo on people because he can't guard them, and you know it. So you got to know your limitations, too.
Exactly.
And don't look up that stat line for Nurkic, that game where Draymond punched him or hit him in the head. Man, Nurkic was eating Dre them up in the inside that night. He had like 15 and 20 or something crazy like that.
Jeez. Oh, wow. Okay, I'm going to have to look that one up. No, I'm going to look that one up.
Ball
yeah.
Conversation. I hope truly all who need help find a way to get it and mm-hmm. you know, just be a better person, not just in the NBA, but in society and an example and all of that stuff. All right, stop. 563-999-3782. It's that time. Hurry up, Watson. Hurry up,
Watson. Go. I ain't never ran from a... No, I ain't never. If I did, cut my legs out right now. I ain't never been with the talk, snitch talk. Always talking about his fault. Oh, yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up. You don't wanna see me pissed off. Real talk. Never tell a lie to a dog. Nope. When it come to them, you gotta play it out. And I never ever let... Get to me, why not? Ain't worth my energy. What you had to do? Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me. Never, ever, ever. I never, ever, ever go against my kind for some n****s on the other side. Never, ever, ever. I never, ever, ever put a f*** for the money. Gotta get it when it come to mine. Lately, I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete? Huh? Don't even gotta be woke. Still gonna be up. How? I make a bag in my sleep. Okay. Can't get the hood out of me. You know where I be. Work. Still posted up like I leave. Now. Trust me, them choppers gon' bang. Cavity teeth. You been out there.
Oh, excuse me. Come on, Lady T.
Y'all know what time it is. Lady T is going to I am going to reveal Lady T's pick, you guys. All right. Without further ado, I've been meaning to say that all week. All right. I'm going to start with eight picks. What? Who about to say something?
Nothing. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I knew it was you, Kale. But okay. Eight picks, you guys. I'm going to start at eight picks. We're doing the Lady T's picks, you guys. Cross your fingers, cross your toes, and cross your eyes. Because
oh,
you could be the winner. Yes, cross your eyes, too. All right. Eight picks. These three people is going off the list, off the break, okay? Off the break. And listen, guys, put Kirby on your prayer list. Put Kirby on the prayer list. Kirby has pneumonia. He was in the hospital. So you guys, put Kirby on the prayer list, you guys. I just had to say that because I said his name. So Kirby, myself, and my husband, Tang, all had eight picks. We're at the bottom, okay? We're at the bottom.
I thought you won. You was all excited.
Oh, I know. Right? I was excited to be here talking. I'm just excited.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just excited. That's all. I did not win. I wish I did. I ain't called my name in a long time. All right. Nine picks, you guys. Nine picks. We have three fine gentlemen, okay? The first one is G. The second one is Capitone, Cap. And the third one is the best host inside of DMV. So put those two things together, we got DMV Kale with nine picks, okay? So those six people are out. Those six people are out. If you haven't heard your name, you might be the winner. 10 picks, you guys, 10 picks. We have a couple of sevens, so let me go ahead and say them. 007 and 57. And then we have our very own Reese Cup, okay? Reese Cup with 10. And if you guys have not heard your name yet, it is you, okay? It is you. So 11 picks, you guys. 11 picks. Person had 11 picks and still was not the winner. Mima with 11 picks. Our women is doing it. Y'all men better get y'all stuff together because the ladies is rocking and rolling. Okay? So 12 picks you guys 12 picks. And I know this person have not heard their name, so they probably jumping up and down talking about peace, love, and soul. We're going to go ahead and give it to the one and only Ma Betty with them Ravens, baby. Yes, Ma Betty, you are the winner with 12 picks. You are the winner. She'll be coming up. May God bless. Ravens, hey. Baby. She put all these hearts, purple and black hearts. Ravens, baby. Ravens, baby.
Hey, you know what? Saturday.
She killed my nerves.
Saturday when I was over there with Ma Betty and her husband, it just ran across my mind. It ran across my mind. I said, Ma Betty going to win this week. I really feel like she going to win this week. So, Ma Betty, that's why I wasn't talking to you. I wasn't saying nothing to you. And look, when I left, I told your pop streets, I said, till I said bye.
I know, that's right.
And skedaddle. Yes, I knew she won. Boy, congratulations, Ma Betty.
Yes.
Congratulations. And Trees made me sick just now saying it, but give prop where they do. Ladies, y'all truly are rolling. Mima, I don't know who the heck you cheating off of. But, yeah. Well, I know who Reese cheating off of. Yeah.
Who
was
that? Who was that, Kim?
Me. Me.
Bro, you got time. You got
time,
bro.
And she just didn't pick one that I picked. That's
matter. I'm not cheating off of you.
Oh, I didn't bring you on so you could talk trash.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got unmuted.
Mima, you on live too, Mima. Y'all families, let me find out. Y'all done traded the soap opera talk for Lady T's pick. You know?
That's right.
Love.
Mima had 11. Reese had 10. My baby, I'm the only lame one. I had eight little picks.
Oh,
everybody
wow.
else was in double digits.
Oh wow! Hey, congratulations, ladies, y'all. Who run the pick, girl?
Okay.
Who run the pick?
Who run the pick? Ladies do. Our ladies do.
Yeah, for now. For now.
Yeah.
Man, and you know what, Trish? I ain't won all damn season. Come to think
That's
about
right.
it. I have not won all season, man. Yeah.
Not one time, bro. You got to do something
get that
about
thing
that.
Together. I'm going to get that thing together. Mima.
Yes, Phil.
Can I come
yes,
look
Phil.
At your paper next week? I would come down there and cheat off me my paper. You know?
As long as I got more than 57, it's fine.
Yes, 57 had 10. 57 did better than me, too. He did. I'm glad you brought up the rib, me, Marcus. Honey. I had the lonely little eight. Eight. Eight little picks. That's all I had.
57.
I was beautiful.
57, you got to get back, man.
Exactly, Mima.
We fell off the bike, bro. We fell off the bike. But we ain't
no,
Cap
is the reigning champion. Cap is the reigning champion. Cap is the reigning champion.
You know what? And I'm mad that Cap not here today because I was about to get Cap a piece of my mind. You know what I'm talking about?
What?
Because that man was covered up about some Bang Bang Ravens gang. I'm like, bruh.
Yeah,
let's show
my Betty. But listen, my Betty over here talking about some y'all went bird picking on the wrong bird.
Oh, that ain't funny.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
I ain't messing with her.
Oh my goodness.
I ain't messing with her.
Boy. Well,
that's
our winner this week, y'all. That's our winner. My Betty did the damn thing. You go,
yes,
girl.
Will
kick.
That's right.
Yeah.
Congratulations. That's right.
Yeah.
Go for
it. Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations is in order. It truly is. And
only pick she got wrong. Only pick she got wrong was the Lions, the Broncos, and the Chiefs. Them the only ones she got wrong.
Everybody got Chiefs wrong.
Oh my! You know? No, 007 picked the Raiders.
Oh. Well.
Yeah.
I believe that alone.
I ain't messing. Nope.
Yeah. Hey,
I ain't messing with.
Them Steelers beat the stripes off the Bengals. I'm trying to see.
Yes, they did.
I know.
Time we won a game.
Too.
I know 57.
Nah, 57 y'all
look good. Hey, 57. Did you take a Gatorade bath, man, at the end of the game? With you pouring
and
rubbing?
I'm just looking at who we need to fire, man. Who we need to get rid of.
You find people?
Hey, that team out there, Cincinnati didn't play a good game, and our third-string quarterback beat Cincinnati. Give me a break.
Yeah.
But he looked good, though. Y'all might have found a good quarterback, though. You know what I'm saying? Y'all might have found a good quarterback. Brock Purdy didn't play good yesterday at all. But that's just like when somebody go out and get hurt and then somebody come in and step up. Like, he stepped up. Like, he did all of the things that you want your players to do. Like, the next man up, step up. You want that.
Yeah.
Like I said, sis, we played a Cincinnati team that's depleted. Our third string quarterback, who's been sitting on the bench for the last 3 years, came in there and had a great game. We got wide receivers out there who we have to tell them when a running back is on the 1 yard line and trying to go in, please block for him. And he gonna say, "Oh, I didn't block because I didn't want to get hurt." We need to get rid of some people, man. Oh yeah, that's exactly what Pickens said. I was afraid of getting hurt. That's why I didn't run.
Ooh.
Wow. Well,
for the 49ers don't have anything to worry about. They're going to get another win. They get another win next week.
But I'm still picking my team.
Thank you, Mima.
I'm still picking my team. And
you supposed to.
Hey, listen, y'all.
You're supposed to, bro.
It was like I was watching two games in that Washington Jets match. I don't want to discourage Sam Howell. I truly don't. And I know Jacoby Brissett is a veteran professional backup quarterback. I know he is, and he knows how to work with a poorish, half-assed offensive line and running back who don't protect. 57, you talking about your receiver not blocking. My offensive line doesn't block. My running back don't block, you know. I don't even want to get to the receivers because they too busy running around trying to get open, even after Sam Howell has been sacked, thrown the ball away, or threw an interception. So,
And that last Washington possession told me everything I needed to know. These guys are tanking. They are seriously tanking. Jacoby Brissett was moving that ball downfield at will. And we hit the two-minute warning, and all of a sudden, Watt, who couldn't run all day, decide they want to run the ball. Third and three, they run the ball and lose like 2-3 yards. So we punted away. The Jets come down, kick their field goal, and won the game. I'm not putting anything on the Jets. They did exactly what they were supposed to do. But Washington, and I had Marcus in my ear, y'all, and he was like, he was upset when Jacoby Brissett came in and lit things up. But I had to remind him, we needed to see that Irk the Enemy's play calling could be successful. And I saw that. And now Rivera is talking about, we'll let you know early in the week who our starter will be versus San Francisco. And I was like, who the hell cares? Who cares? At this point,
they're not even playing the game.
They have to play. But
I'm sick of them spoiling my dinner.
Yeah.
That's why I eat at 12 o'clock. I eat dinner at 12 o'clock.
You eat at 12.
So let me ask y'all this. I know the Redskins, I'm sorry, I apologize. I know the Commanders, stunk it up. But did anybody watch the Eagles? And we stunk it up as well. Anybody watch the Eagles in the Giants game? Like the Eagles was barely winning that game. Like they barely won that game against the Giants. Like they barely won.
Yeah,
they're not playing
up the par either.
One name made the difference. Tyrod Taylor.
Because they put him in late, too.
Yeah. Another professional backup who could possibly be a starter somewhere. But Tyrod came in here and began to lit the Eagles on fire. I'm trying to tell you.
He did. Yes,
he did.
He
sure did.
You know.
I think they playing good, like the Tyrod Taylor and a Kobe Brissett. Jacoby Brissett. I think that they're playing the best football that they can possibly play because this goes on their resume. Like it goes on their resume, so they're trying to win a permanent spot somewhere. They're tired of being backups. So they, when they come in and you put them in, same goes with that's how Brock Purdy got his start. Somebody went down, Brock Purdy stepped up and kept stepping up, kept doing good, and we kept winning. So they look good, even though they lost the game. Who knows if Jacoby Brissett and this guy could have been in the beginning of the game, who knows if they would have won or not. They could have won the game.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, this goes on their resume.
Yeah.
I told y'all that DeVito wasn't no good.
Yeah, you did. You said that.
Yeah. You said that. You said those exact words. I'm glad you spoke up. What got into your Falcons, man?
Oh, yeah.
29-10 over the Colts. What got into them, man?
Yeah.
Was it Heineke?
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, Heineke's better than Ritter, but, you know, last time I was trying to make 57 mad about his Steelers, but at least his Steelers, and they are tough out. I don't care who played the Steelers. They know they was in a football game after they played. The Falcons are terrible, man. We should have just tried to get a draft pick this year, and we should have tried to pay Lamar or something. But, yeah, it's a terrible franchise. I can't wait till they fire the coach. We need a whole rebuild. We got three top 10 guys who's supposed to be good, and we'll give them the ball because our coach smarter than everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, we terrible.
Smarter than everybody.
Like, that little win, whatever, man. That,
who the coach down there, Nas? Who the coach down there?
His name is Arthur Smith. He's the son of the dude that founded FedEx. So his daddy worth like $5 billion. So he don't even care if he get fired. He good.
Okay. He one of them silver spoon babies.
Right.
Okay.
We got a running back drafted top five, and we get a ball to Cordell Patterson instead of the running back he drafted top five. See what I'm saying? Like, we're sorry franchise, man.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Do you think they did that to try to save that youngin, keep him from getting hurt? That they're going to lean on him more next season?
No, he just thinks he's smart to everybody. I'm telling you. We got a receiver we draft, and we'll throw him the ball. We got tight end we draft, we'll throw him the ball. So we got top 10 picks as decoys because our coach, he's smart. That's what he do. He trick everybody, I guess.
Not a decoy.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do y'all think about that Raiders and Chiefs game? Because the Raiders really surprised me about that game, you know, and then what's his name, Mahomes, he over there fussing at everybody, he cussing everybody out, and, you know, Travis Kelce, he throwing a fit, and he's throwing his helmet, and he out cussing everybody out on the thing, and the coach is telling him, don't give him his helmet back, let me talk to him for, I mean, it was just a mess over there on that sideline. It was a mess. And then Mahomes, he cussing everybody out and telling them to do their job, but then when you come back in, you throw two interceptions and lose the game. Like, I ain't get it.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Something has been off to me with the top teams. The Eagles, and even with San Francisco losing, I don't feel this way about them. I don't feel, like you said, Brock Purdy just did not have a good game from 15 minutes starting the first quarter. Brock Purdy just did not have a good game, but we've seen those type of hiccups, and then the next week, especially playing the Washington, he'll build his confidence back up. But I'm looking at the Eagles, the Chiefs, the Cowboys, and it's like, what's going on with these three teams? You know, I have a suspicion, and that suspicion is, I remember when Romo was playing quarterback with the Cowboys, and he was dating, I can't recall the young lady's name, but she was a star, and everybody, all they wanted to talk about was Romo's girlfriend. And it kind of like took some of the luster from the team. And I wonder if that is what's going on with the Chiefs. Because I don't care what happened with the Chiefs, they got a plan up there to where Charlie Sitton. Taylor Swift. Go ahead.
I think the Chiefs just suffer from what every Super Bowl winner suffers from. People start raiding your team. You start losing players. He ain't got his goat. Tyreek Hill ain't there no more. You got guys missing balls. And you play the team that ain't got nothing to lose. They motivated to win. They're trying to show that they ain't just some crap. And they came out there and they just stuck it to Kansas City's butt. And I think more than anything else, that had more to do with it than anything else. Yes, ma'am.
But 57, Kansas City won without Tyreek Hill last year. Tyreek Hill wasn't there last year. So they won without him.
Yeah.
They won the whole game without him.
Way they were winning their games last year was different.
Uh-huh.
Even though they went to the Super Bowl, they weren't winning the games with ease like they were the year before or the year that they had Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
I go with what Victor said. When Tony Romo got that girl, because we all adults, and for the kids, they grown up now, and they grow up so daggone fast. But that girl Taylor draining them, man. He missing balls, too. Kelsey looked like he trashed 2 weeks. And also, missing Eric Bieniemy. They don't have no creativity out there. They just think they can line up and go man for man the same way that the Philadelphia Eagles doing. They not having no creativity there, man. They got to get some creativity back into their swagger, man, or they not going to do nothing this year.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
I agree.
And Patrick Mahomes, his voice don't curry like it should. Like, you know, like any – His voice irritates me. Like,
his voice, he got the same voice, Trees. He got the same voice.
It ain't coming across right now. Like, it got to be a little bit higher or something. Something ain't right. Something ain't clicking. Like Tane said, he getting drained. He getting drained too. Kelsey getting drained. 57 said Tyreek Hill ain't there. It's just a mess over there in that. Organization.
Yeah.
It's just a mess.
Do you guys think that the true Andy Reid is showing now?
Showing his nasty little head.
He's a great coach. That could be the case.
I don't think it has anything that – I think he misses some pieces, but I don't think it's because he's not a good coach.
Right.
I just think he's missing some pieces right now. And the offensive line is not as strong. They got pushed around on the offensive line by ball the other day. They got pushed around.
Because when you think about it, though, 57, it might be Andy Reid. I'm not saying he's not a good coach and he's not going to go to the Hall of Fame or nothing. But what I'm saying is, the whole time he was with the Eagles, soon as he left, that coach, I can't think of his name, that went to the Jags, he came in there with creativity. You know, and then Eric Bieniemy, the whole time he was there. Creativity.
Okay, then don't forget what Andy Reid did. And I don't mean to cut across your thing. I apologize. Don't forget what Andy Reid did with the Eagles. And he got them to the Super Bowl, and Donovan McNabb crapped out on him in the Super Bowl. He had a very – if you look at his record with the Eagles, it's one of the best records in football.
And you're absolutely right, but you can have a great record, but if you can't get nobody over the hump, and we saying that soon as what's the guy named?
Tell me that all the time.
We always say that you can get them there, but if you can't get them to win the chip, then I mean he's a great coach, but he could be the problem. He really needs that creativity. He needs two minds. His mind is just not going to do it to win the whole.
Yeah, but Terry, we got to throw that act of God in there. Because sometimes, man, it's an act of God. When Nick Foles play that well for 4 weeks all of a sudden and never play that well again, man, that's just an act of God, man.
So hold on, say that again. For who? The Chiefs?
Philadelphia the year that Nick Foles comes in there and wins the game. I understand where you're coming from.
But that's on the coach. We always say the coach, you got to know your players.
But,
you got to know what they're good
but
at.
But Andy Reid wasn't coaching Philly then. He was talking about the Philly game when Nick Foles came in and won.
That's his
it wasn't because he just came in. And they were getting their butt whipped.
You ain't never finished. That's why I'm saying that the coach that came, that's with the Jaguars there, he knew his players. Andy Reid don't know his players like we really think he do.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, that play that won him the Super Bowl, Nick Foles called that play. Coach didn't call it. Nick Foles went over and said, let's run
you
this right here.
Point.
And that's what won him the
He's
game.
Making our point.
I'm saying it wasn't the coach. Andy Reid wasn't there. It was Doug Peterson was the coach. It wasn't Andy Reid.
I know that. I'm with you, Al, everything you're saying. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying. Andy Reid is not the guy. He's a great coach, but he's not the guy that got some teams there to win the big chip. It's always somebody else.
I don't think it's Andy Reid. I just think they ain't got the right pieces there right now to for what they need to win. And that's what it is. They playing good teams, and it's the last three games of the season. And I'm not going to write them off just because they lost the other day.
Hey, look, and guess who that king piece is? That king piece is Eric Bieniemy. He the big shot.
Well, then how come the Washington football team is not doing better on their offense with him then?
Because they don't have any Patrick Mahomes.
It's the same thing with Andy Reid.
Hold on.
This is Howell's first year. Then he's a rookie. Patrick Mahomes didn't win it. Now, if he had won it when he was a rookie, I would agree with you on that situation you just said. But Patrick Mahomes didn't win it when he was a rookie. So
but
you got to
hold on. But they won the Super Bowl last year, and Eric Bieniemy wasn't there.
He just got to the Commanders this year. What are you talking about?
Oh, my bad. They missed some pieces,
I'm going to say this.
They just missed some pieces. That's all it is.
Washington has a head coach who sabotaged that man. He trade or cut all of the offensive line. Everybody from the center tackle to tackle was brand new. We'd never seen how these guys would play as a group. But he gave his boy Jack Del Rio everything he wanted, everything that he asked for from training camp. So again, and we look at a veteran in Jacoby Brissett who came in and had this looking like a completely different team, not just this week, but last week as well. So, like Tang said, this young man, Sam Howell, is a rookie. Yes, this is his second year in the league, but this is his first year starting. So, you expect the hiccups, not as many as they've had, but you kind of expect the hiccups that we see with Washington, because Kansas City has been there and done that, their hiccups are more of a surprise. So when you ask yourself, why is Kansas City playing that way? I'm sorry. It falls on Andy Reid and the departure of Eric Bieniemy.
And
Jake from State Farm. Siri.
I think Andy Reid got a little arrogant. They won the Super Bowl without spending at the wide receiver position. And I think they figure, oh, well, we can do that again. It don't matter who we get in that room for the wide receivers. Then they came out there this year, and Mahomes like, bro, what y'all doing? Like, these dudes ain't good. And it's just everybody knows, double Kelsey, and what they going to do?
Nothing.
They just ain't got talent like that. So they're going to have to reload that wide receiver room, or we're going to see Mahomes having more tantrums like he did yesterday. Well, yeah, I think they got full of themselves after they won.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
Mahomes' voice if they never put him in front of the mic again, it would not bother me. I'm serious.
Well, we did. And I just believe,
man, come on, bro.
He could write down all his names for me.
I can't imagine that voice cussing me out. I can't imagine that voice cussing me out. I know that you're not going to laugh.
What are you doing?
Come on. Get it together, guys. What are you doing? Bundle.
That's the other side of him, you know, the little light, the little lighter, lighter, lighter side.
Come on,
Mom.
I know that's right.
Hey, yeah. Terrible.
One more,
hey, we say this laughing, but if they get two receivers in there next year, guess what? They're gonna win another ring or two before he done. That's a bad boy.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta say that.
Oh yeah. I ain't taking none of his skills away.
Yeah, that other side of him, you know, he got, you know, I ain't wasting the number, but he got 2 sides.
Your phone will know me, Ma.
Oh. Okay.
Little Tweety Bird, and the other side, he play ball. You know, Matt got it. Prescott got it in him, too.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Win 1 week and thanks to your expert. Take this off.
Did you hear that, Mima?
What did he say? Because he said you win 1 week and now you're an expert.
No, I'm talking about, I mean, the guys in the office with me, they the ones saying it. I'm just repeating what he's
saying. Oh. Now we know who got that 10, y'all. We know who
so
got
now we
that
know.
10 now.
Yeah. Them guys helped you out with that pick.
They always help me pick these things, and when they lose, they know they got to pay me.
Uh-oh.
That's why Kale always got to ask you 3 times.
Whoa.
What you say, Neymar? What you say?
As her attorney, I need my client to not say anything else about her current situation. She made all those picks herself. She flipped her words.
I love it.
Who thinks that the Titans running back won't be with them next year? What's that boy's name again?
Derrick Henry. I think he's going to be there. Didn't they give him the money?
But y'all know the money ain't nothing
more. It's football money. You know how they do.
Yeah.
They cut you tomorrow. Sign you today, cut you tomorrow.
Cut you tomorrow. And another team will give you the bread you're looking for. He may ask.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
We've seen running backs be real good and waste away on bad teams and, you know, end up messing up their career. But CMC, all of a sudden, he gets the golden parachute. They send him to a loaded San Fran team where in his prime he gets the ball out. It's like, dude, why not do that for the Derrick Henrys and the Josh Jacobs of the world out here? Like, if you a good team, don't give up that third or second and get a running back. These people who tell you running backs don't matter, man, get out of here. Running backs matter, man.
Yeah.
So the Ravens could use Derrick. Man, imagine Derrick Henry on the Ravens. You know what I mean? Like,
just imagine him with
they
us.
We need to get him doing that shot.
We need another one. We don't want to buy him playing
good,
the ground. Tree. We need one
y'all
more
good
running back.
Y'all good, Tree. Yeah, good. That boy McCaffrey.
Bro, you a hater.
Hey,
McCaffrey ain't letting that man in the locker room.
Right.
I know that. Running back. No, you all right. He ain't letting him do it.
I know he not.
And you're correct. I am a hater. Yes. But, I mean, come on, y'all.
It's
y'all
all
don't
good.
Even have
I'm
enough
good.
Footballs for both of them, man.
No, they don't. They don't.
They don't.
That's true.
Let's see another. Y'all want to talk Cowboys, Dolphins, man?
Not really, but I know we got to.
Hey, time. I'm telling
not
you,
really.
Man. It's not looking good for y'all on the road, man. It's really not.
You're absolutely right. It's not looking good at all on the road. But it's just one thing I'm going to say. Every time my man Tyron Smith go out, we get pressure from that left side, man.
Mm-hmm.
And they try to say his back was hurting, but his back wasn't hurting, man. That man walked off the field last game like wasn't nothing wrong. But you know it is what it is. We're going to win these last two games out because we played Detroit at home, and then we played the Commanders. So we're going to win these last two games, and then we're going to have to get it together.
I didn't say nothing.
I'm just saying what you would have said. You already said y'all was tanking 10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't want to hear
from Let me be the bad guy then, Tank. Tank, has Pollard broken a tackle all season? I'm wondering about that guy.
Yeah, Pollard, the last six games when we was winning all them games, Pollard been breaking a hole. He got better. And you got to understand, he at the beginning of the year, he was still being leery of that injury that he went out of last year against the 49ers. So he just really got back healthy in the last 7 weeks. He really cool with what he's doing on the field. Because, yes, I have seen him break some tackles. But I was pissed off with him on, what was that, Sunday? He got to that goal line, man. He was supposed to bulldoze in there, man. I don't know what he was thinking about.
Yeah.
Can I say
that
something
man
on this subject,
Brian? Money all season.
Exactly.
Can I speak on this subject real quick?
Go ahead.
Let me clear my throat.
Oh,
boy. The Dallas Cowboys. As I have been saying for the last 16 years, are front runners. They are good in the regular season. They are good until the first game of the playoffs, and then they are gone. The same way this year, everything was stacked against them against the Miami the other day. They are playing away. They're playing on natural grass, and they got a quarterback who can sling the ball down the field. Dallas will not be in the Super Bowl. Dallas will not make it to the second game of the playoffs, even if they make the playoffs.
You already made the playoffs, 57.
Yeah,
they already made the playoffs. We lost to the Bills.
Then you won't get to your second game. You won't get to your second game. One and done.
Let's finish the regular season first. Let's finish the regular season first.
Excuse me?
You want to bet me 10 push-ups?
Hey, bro, my word ain't good enough. That's it.
No, sir. No, sir. Absolutely. I'm going to say no, sir. Absolutely not.
I've been knowing.
Huh.
Come on.
You ain't got no beef with one another, bro.
Stand behind yours, man. Stand behind yours. You believe that?
I am standing behind you. I'm going to sit behind it, too.
That's what I say. You got to sit behind it. Yourself.
Standing on business.
Well,
that's the new thing. Stand on business. Stand on business.
Tang, I'll take that. Because I don't think y'all going to win that first round matchup. No matter who y'all play.
You want to bet the first round and the second round?
No. I said I'm taking them 10 push-ups for the first round elimination.
That's what I'm saying. So you want to take the first round and the second round?
Y'all not going to make it to the second round, bro.
Listen. It's a yes or no question. Are we betting on the first round and the second round? I'm willing to bet.
Okay. All right. Well,
if we win the first round, we're going to win the
when
first
y'all
round.
Don't make it the second round, that's 20. You know that, right?
No. See, you don't know how to count because if we make it to the second round, because you just said that. Hold on. You just said that the first round. So if we beat the first round, you owe me 10. I was trying to let you try to break even. So
I'm with you on that. But
so
what
we go
I'm
the second
saying,
round, I'm gonna owe you 10.
If you lose the first round, then you owe me 10 for the first and the second. I was trying to go easy
You know what? To make the bet good, I'm going to do that for you. So I'm doing 20, you doing 10. That's a bet.
Works for me.
And you got to put it on camera, and they got to go on Kale's Corner Facebook.
I wrote it down.
For sure.
No. You have to write that down. He got Reese, sis, you got to film him doing 10 push-ups straight. I ain't talking about no 5 one day and 5 the next day. He got to give me 10 straight.
No, he got to go on Kale's Corner. He got to go live and do it on Kale's Corner. And somebody got to see that.
We don't want to see that.
We
don't want to see that.
A day for a week.
No, that ain't going to work.
You terrible, bro.
I'm doing 2 a day.
They got to be consecutively.
Let me get this understanding, Tank. You're saying that you guys are going to win in the first and the second round. That's what you're saying, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
On the road.
On the road.
Tang, why are you stretching out like that, Tang?
I got a coming at me. I got to poke my chest out hard right now, brother.
You know what? They're not making it in the playoffs.
Hey, Tang, I come at you every year, man. I come at you every year the same way. These people just jumping on the bandwagon.
No.
You just trying to prove something. Y'all ain't going past the first game, bro.
Hey, look. Listen. 57, what you want to bet? You make the bet then.
Ooh. Hey, bruh, I just told you, we'll bet the one. Look, if I lose, I'll call you the next day and say you won. If you lose, we do the same thing. I ain't doing no push-ups
no
with you.
Come on, bruh, there ain't no bet.
Hey, look, hey, sis, let me tell you something. Tang do 30 and 40 push-ups after each stop that he makes during the day. 20 push-ups
yes,
ain't nothing for him.
Right.
Yes.
He ain't getting me on that bet right there.
Okay, I feel you.
30 to 40.
I might need to up that for real.
It's too late.
Since we throwing rocks at Cowboy fans, I do got to say this though, Tank. A fifth rounder for Amari Cooper. That boy still look young to me.
But you know what, Nas?
I ain't heard his name all year.
Nah.
He's
yes, I have. But you know what? I was mad when they made that trade because they could have got rid of Gallup and kept Amari. But if we had kept Amari, we wouldn't have been able to pay him and Lamb. We wouldn't have been able to pay Lamb like we were supposed to. But I'm with you on that. I did want to keep Amari, though. That's no lie.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones
they thought Gallup was gonna be something.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, I vouch for him on that because he was mad when they got rid of Amari Cooper. I remember that.
Gallup came back with that injury and we didn't have to pay him hardly no money. I mean, he got a couple of dollars. Not like what we would have to do for Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper has been hit and miss all season.
But guess what, though? They went through three to four quarterbacks, man. It's like every two games, it's like you can't get a rhythm with the quarterback. Every two games, it's somebody
different. He's been doing it under Flacco, though, bro. And Flacco be hooking up.
Man, Flacco, OG, triple OG out there with that ball, man. He been throwing
triple
that
OG.
Ball.
I'm serious.
Because last week he threw it to him the whole time. That's what quarter eight ball seemed like for Cleveland with Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
They look scary.
One more surprise. Was anybody surprised with that Patriots and Broncos game?
I wasn't surprised, but I just thought the Broncos was going to win. I didn't know the Patriots was going to come out there and do it to him like that. Ain't no way the Broncos gonna get up and play the Chiefs the way they play them, then go out there and play the Patriots like that. I didn't see that coming at all.
Right, right.
It looked like the Broncos gave up.
I heard Reese in the other room yelling, yes. So what did you read? Unmute your phone, Cup.
I don't know.
Oh, what the? What you scream yes for?
I love her. I swear I do.
You wanted to come in.
I don't really know football, you know. I just watch the game.
Don't tell us that after you don't want our money.
What's the owner name of the Patriots? I know he, man. I know he's tired of Belichick. Like, boy, you going to win now and mess up the draft pick? Like, Robert Kraft.
Hey, real quick draft order thus far. The Bears, number one. The Cardinals, number two. Washington, number three. Patriots, number four. And the Giants, number five. All right, Tree.
Oh, that's nice. Come on, Nas, with one of the last words. Come on through.
Shout out to Deontay Wilder. You entertained us for a gang of Patriots.
You know what?
You had a nice surprising career. But, brother, I seen them legs. I seen you couldn't pull the trigger. Bruh, it's time to shut it down. I don't want to see you get battered and bruised for the last part of your career. Shout out to Kel's Corner. As usual, man, y'all hold it down. Happy holidays and happy new year.
My man.
All right. We appreciate that one. And he do got some bony legs. He skipped some exercise. Mom Betty wants to tell everybody. She says, thanks, Kel's Corner, for this great show. Upon winning the game of the year, my daughter, your co-host, know who I'm talking about. I hope the Commanders have the good sense to play Jacoby Brissett for the win. I like to wish Kirby the best of health and to everyone else, peace, love, and soul. My baddie, stop it. Just stop it. That's all I'm going to say to you. With that being said, you guys, I hate it. DMV Kel and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kel's Corner. DMV Kel and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kel and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kel's Corner on Instagram at Kel's Corner and on Facebook at Kel's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKelMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. You guys, keep out, sick and shut in. Keep them, you know, prayed up. Keep everybody prayed up in your heart. Please, please, please keep everybody prayed up in your heart. My mom already told you guys, peace, love, and soul. Tang would also like to say that be safe and pay attention out there. We love you guys. We don't want to talk about you. We want to talk to you, okay? Hell, you have the very last word.
No phone call or text is more important than your life. Put them phones down. Just this afternoon again, it's a habit of mine. And, you know, I was talking to Debo while he was at work, and I was like, you got your phone on speaker, right? He was like, man, I got Bluetooth, okay? He was like, man, you drilling that hard. And I responded, you damn right. You damn right. I'm getting sick and tired of driving around and see all these people on their cell phones totally neglecting the safety factor. So put some phones down while you are driving. Thank you guys again. We really appreciate it. You brought that energy that I was asking for. And I thank you guys, Amelia Over. I hope your holiday was great. We still got New Year's to go into. So everybody have a safe one. Enjoy your family. I don't care where they are. Send them a call, mm-hmm. a text, whatever. Let them know. Because this right here, y'all, this to be a holiday season, it's depressing for a lot of folks. So like Lady T said, keep them in your prayers. Let them know how much you love them. And we'll get back on Thursday, week 17. Fellas, woo, we have to step it up. All right? See you guys Thursday. Love you all. Be safe. Hey, now, you better be back Thursday, man. I don't care if the witness protection won't let you play Lady T's pick. We still appreciate your comment and want you here. All right?
Yeah,
all right, guys.
Absolutely.
That being said, have a blessed Wednesday, and we'll get at you guys Thursday, 5 p.m.
Congratulations,
mom.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Been
still
there.
Mom.
Will forever be there.
Forever be there.
Yeah.
I'm the hood, Mona Lisa, breaking good into pieces. Had to eggs and cheesy inside my circle like a pizza.
Yeah.
I'm way too exclusive. I don't shop on Insta boutiques. All the little clothes only fit fake booties. Bad, real talking cash. Be like water, I'm a mother and relaxing. I would never trip on a if I had him. That's my trash, you the maid, so you bagged him. I'm a savage,
yeah.
Classy, bougie, ratchet,
yeah.
Sassy, moody,
hey,
nasty,
hey,
yeah. Acting stupid,
whoa,
what's happening?
Whoa,
what's happening?
Whoa.
I'm a savage,
yeah.
Classy, bougie,
yeah.
Ratchet,
yeah.
Sassy, moody,
oh,
nasty,
oh,
hacking stupid,
whoa,
what's happening?
Yeah.
And record it, but your edge up all I'm showing. I keep my private, so it's AP all I'm showing. Beefing with you just really getting kind of boring. If it ain't about the money, then you know I'm gonna ignore it. I'm the shit. I need a mop to clean the floors. Too much drip.
Ooh.
I keep a knot, I keep a watch, I keep a whip. Let's play a game. Simon Says I'm still that. Ay, I'm still that. Yeah, I'm a savage.
Yeah,
classy, bougie, ratchet.
Yeah,
sassy, moody, nasty.
See y'all Thursday.